Okay, let's begin our discussion of Parsha Shlach, Tavshin Pei Vav, and we have some exciting inyanim tonight, dealing with the Parsha of Eretz Yisrael, the Parsha of Ahavas Eretz Yisrael. We start off with an unbelievable thought that really is seems like something special. Rav Mirsky in the semi-new Sefer Hagyoni HaParsha discusses, right, Hagyoni Halacha, has been out for many years, 30 plus years, but Hagyoni HaParsha came out recently. So he notes what others note, and that is there's only two things in the Torah that are called Morasha, right? Torah and Eretz Yisrael, right? They're both called Morasha, right? Eretz Yisrael is called Morasha in Parshas Va'era. You have it there on line 4, line 5, Evesi Eschem al Aretz, in the Dal HaShonos of Gula. I brought you, Morasha. And of course, the first pasuk that we teach a child, Morasha, Kihilas Yaakov. So Morasha. So they're both Morasha, and we've noted before that Morasha is different than Yerusha. As Rav Soloveitchik and others point out, Yerusha is a inheritance. It's a private inheritance. I have it and I can keep it. I can do whatever I want with it. But Morasha is what he called a heritage, or you might call it a trust, right? I am given it from previous generations and then I meant to pass it on properly and guard it properly to future generations. So this is Eretz Yisrael and Torah. So he quotes here from Rabbi Lau, the former chief rabbi, Yisrael Meir Lau, in the name of Rabbi Lau's father-in-law, Rav Yitzchak Yedidya Frankel. Those who read Rabbi Lau's biography, out of the depths, know some stories about Rav Frankel, who was the Rav of Tel Aviv. So he says, there's a difference between the two Morashas, though, because if you find, he asked the question, which again, I think was a better question 150 years ago, but it's still a question somewhat now. I would say, The Mesorah and Morasha from father to son in terms of Torah, he says, seems to be easier than from a father to son in terms of Ahavas Eretz Yisrael. I would say excluding people who grew up in the land of Israel. It seems that to be ignited and inspired by Torah throughout the generations has been a little easier than to be inspired by Eretz Yisrael. Right? In Ardar, right, in the previous Doros. So that's his question. Why does Torah seem to have more of a magic than, again, Torah is the source of everything, that's true, and Eretz Yisrael, the source of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, is the Torah and the Aron. But he could still ask the question. He says, why is it? Look how he asked the question. The Morasha of Torah seems to be more easily transferred than the Morasha of Eretz Yisrael, Lo Shaper Mazalaka Torah. And why is that? So says Rabbi Lau in the name of Frankel. It has to do with this week's parsha. And that is, how did we accept Torah originally? Kabbalah said Torah. What did we say? Na'aseh v'nishma, we'll take it. No questions asked. Na'aseh v'nishma. That's what we accepted Torah. How did the Goyim almost accept Torah? Hashem offered it to them. What did they say? Well, ma'kasuvba. We have to know about it before we commit ourselves. We have to know exactly the details. You can't just go in blind. So that was a big difference, right? Line 17. When the matana of Torah was offered to us, we said Na'aseh v'nishma, unlike the Goyim, who said Makasivba. And what about the matana of Eretz Yisrael? What was our reaction to this matana? Exactly the way the Goyim accepted Torah, we accepted Eretz Yisrael. Well, Makasavba. Well, let's send Meraglim. Well, what kind of land is it? That will make our decision. No, I know it's a, I know you call it a Matana God, but we have to see for ourselves. The way that we accepted Eretz Yisrael is the way that the Goyim accepted Torah. Because Shekin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu L'Shem Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Ma'asu Lo Amru Nasev, and Atzlech. They didn't say, Alo Na Lo V'Yirashnu Osal, like Kalev and Yoshua. No, they said, L'chi Livdok, Nishlad Hashem Yachmur Lod Asa Aretz, V'Hatova Hiyim Ra'ah, Hayesh Ba'etzim Ayin, HaChazaku HaRafe. They started with the Cheshbonos. They started, well, we'll have to see if it's a Matana worthy of our accepting it from God. And we've been paying for that ever since. Because the rest of history, it's up to us to be Mesakein. And for us to say Nasa V'Nishma about Eretz Yisrael as well. Because if it's a Matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't ask questions. We don't ask questions. And then he quotes the thought from Rav Kook that this I've heard before, the first part I'd never heard before. He quotes the thought of Rav Kook that he quotes this from what he heard from his father in the name of Rav Kook. Shenichnas Eilav Tayar, I just heard the Vart. I didn't hear the story behind it. Shenichnas Eilav on line 35. Tayar Michutz Laret, Leva Eitzim, Obinion Aliyah Laret Yisrael. There was somebody who came to talk to Rav Kook about possibly making Aliyah, who diber marav binyin parnasa, ruchishas dira, parnasa, and getting an apartment. Tokadei sicha ra harav shatayar hotiyas pinkasov echel lachashiv cheshbonos. He started doing the math. He started doing this and crossing every T and dotting every I. In yarviach ba'aretz, vim kedai, is it kedai? Am I gonna make enough? He's not talking about starving. He's talking about, does it work out with the cheshbonos? When Rav Kook sees that, he says, you know, the first king that we had to conquer in Sefer Bamidbar towards the end? Melech Cheshbon. To go into Eretz Yisrael, you got to conquer Cheshbon. Because not everything is going to make sense. I would add, he's not saying to go in blindly, semi-blind, Nasa V'Nishma. Right? We accepted the Torah blind, and that kind of worked out well, it seems. Right? We didn't accept Eretz Yisrael blind, but that's what we have to do to be Mesakein. Every Parsha Shlach, we have to remember this thought. I'll just add the thought that we've mentioned in other context from Rav Chaim Yivolozhin. Chaim Yivolozhin says, we could do it. How does he say we could do it? We should believe in ourselves. He says it in the Ruach Chaim on Pirkei Avos. Remember the two Mishnayos that appear one right after the other in Pirkei Avos, where the Mishnah says that there were 10 generations from Noach to Abraham to show us, you know, how much patience Hashem had. Right? Show them how much patience Hashem had. That's towards the fifth parak. The fifth parak in Pirkei Avos is where all the numbers are. All the numbers. 10 of this and 6 of that. So, Asara Doros Me'odam Anoach. And then Asara Doros Me'odam Anoach. Lo'diyah Kamecharach Abayim Lepanav. And the very next Mishnah. Asara Nisiyonos Nisasa Avram Avinu V'Oman B'Kulam. There were 10 Nisiyonos Avram Avinu had. Ask Rav Chaim Yivolozhin, why does only the second Mishnah say Avraham Avinu? First Mishnah just says Avraham. If you want to just say it in one, say it in the first one, and then we'll understand in the second one. So explains Rav Chaim Yivolozhin in his commentary, because in the first Mishnah, it's just biological Avraham. Avraham as the individual. So that's Avraham, Noach and Avraham. But in the second Mishnah, Asur Nisiyotis Nisnase, Avraham Avinu, V'amad B'kulam. It was about Avraham as our father, and he says Rav Chaim Yivolozhin, when Avraham Avinu passed his tests, he put it into the DNA of his descendants that they could pass their tests too. And therefore he says, when any Jew gets up and gives up their life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rather than going to another religion, is from the power of the Akedah. And when any Jew, says Rav Chaim Yivolozhin, gets up and moves to the land of Israel without full thoughts, I would say you have to have some thought, but without full thought, that's from the power of Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. Right? And that's this Nasa V'Nishma, that it's in our koach, it's in our power to do. So, forevermore, we say Nasa V'Nishma for Torah. We have to say Nasa V'Nishma regarding Eretz Yisrael, as well. Okay. Moving right along, a second thought, relating to, again, a general Hagdama to the Parsha. And just from Reb Blumenzweig, in source number 3, again, the Rosh Yeshiva Emeritus, you might call him, of Yeshiva Yerucha. Reb Blumenzweig notes in source number 3 that there's a major shift in Parsha Shlach. Major shift from everything we've done before. Maybe we had it momentarily earlier. This is a major shift. Remember, this is, right, last week we just started, 11 months after Maamar Harsinai, we started moving. Last week's Parsha, Baloscha, we had all the different sivuyim about how and when we move, right? The cloud goes, then who goes, then the shvatim, and then Kahas goes and covers the kelim, all the different details. And when there's one tekiyah, this is what you do. And when there are two tekiyah, two chatzotzros, and when there's a trua, this is what you do. All the different details that are described by the psukim. But that was all, he writes, Parsha's Kodemus, Parsha's Baloscha, Hifgisha otanu im ofan halichaso shalam yisrael bamidbar. What we learned last week, how Klal Yisrael travels in the desert. Ulufi halos ha'anan me'ala o'el. When the anan goes up, yachar kach yisu b'nei Yisrael, they'll travel. Api Hashem yisu, api Hashem yachanu. Good. Yisrael holchim b'midbar, b'han hagaso abiladi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem's in charge. Hashem decides when we move. The cloud goes, we go. The cloud stops, we stop. It might be an hour. Right, imagine moving into a place, you have no idea how long you're going to be there. Maybe you'll be there for a couple of hours, maybe you'll be there for 27 years, right? However long it Hashem decides. We don't know. During those 38 years, they went to all the Masos, we don't know exactly how long they stayed. We don't know how long they stayed at all the different places. So that is, right, so they stayed in some places for longer than others. Hu ha'olech barosh ha'machaneh, hu ha'salol ha'derech, shuv v'shuv chazer es ha'Torah. The Torah says again, api Hashem yachadu v'api Hashem yiso. But all of a sudden in our parsha, Hashem's not going first. Hashem's not going first. Shlach lecha anashim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'avir et ha'sharbit l'bnei Yisrael. Hashem passes the baton of travel to who's going first. Ha'avara bo l'dei bitui hein b'misimat ha'meraglim atzma. Shapam yu ha'im alochim l'rishona. The meraglim will go first. Again, was it originally Hashem's plan or B'nai Yisrael's plan that Hashem was maskim to? But either way, let's say Hashem gives the tzivui here. Again, you got to work it out with Parshas Dvarim. Shlach lecha anashim. Hashem says to Moshe, shlach lecha anashim. Okay, lecha, you, I wouldn't. V'heim ba'ofei ha'urah shlach lecha. Ata tiyah ha'sholeach. B'tir makbil, as it says in Dvarim, nishlecha anashim lefaneinu. V'chulu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pone el Moshe, avol ritzona hu sha'yuzma tovo mitoch am Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael are going. Right, there's no cloud. Even when Hashem is maskim, right, there's no cloud. Says Reb Blumenzweig, line 18, v'zeh shinui amok. This is a deep change. Ma'avar mehanaga elokit lahanaga shal am Yisrael. Right, Hashem going first to am Yisrael going first. Ad ata ananei akavad hayu barosh. Hovilu atalicha v'yayishu l'vnei Yisrael t'arivak v'os. Right, the Ananei HaKavod, it flattened all the mountains and closed up all the potholes straight. And all of a sudden, ke'es am Yisrael atzmo barosh ha'machaneh, hu ha'movil. It's even if you think about it, never thought about this before, there were no Ananei HaKavod when these 12 men left the camp. Even from the second that they left, Ananei HaKavod stayed with am Yisrael. Right, the second that they left, they were on their own. It was already, so to speak, a little bit b'derech ha'teva, already on the way there. Arata Aron Hashem hu shehalach lefnei b'nei Yisrael, latur le'aminucha. Up until now, it was the Aron. And now, mi'ata meraglim, heim sheyatur es ha'aretz. So this change, this transition, can lead and did lead to two dangers. Two dangers. Turning the page. What was the root of the chet of the meraglim? Many pshatim we've dealt with in the past. Chaim Shmulevitz has his pshat, and the Rabbi Steinsaltz we've mentioned in the past has his pshat, and many others. So he says, Shuvas Rabos Nindu L'Sheila Ketzad Ira Chet Meraglim. How exactly did it happen? How exactly did they not say Nasev and Ishma when it comes to Eretz Yisrael? Al Kalpan in Mistaver Shuhu Ayah Kashur B'Mapei Chaseh. Says Reb Blumenzweig, L'Chora, whatever the chet was, it's connected to this major change that they were going to be in charge. They were going to be leaders now. Shemisrachesh bein parshas baloscha leparshatenu. Right, the major difference between baloscha and shlach. Yisodo b'havaras ha'sharbit v'anagal am Yisrael. This caused the problem, caused the challenge. Two opposite problems, but both were true. Two opposite problems. Natsiyah shnei kibunim lasbir b'meh nava hachet. Number one. Mitzad achad, on the one side, kasher HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'aviras ha'sharbit ha'anaga la'am Yisrael. When Hashem gives the baton, so to speak, hey ma'alum l'sholat atzmam, hem be'emet b'yicholteinu lovil et ha'malach hazeh? Could we do it? Really? Are we worthy? Are we going to be able to do this ourselves? B'malach ha'parsha mizbarer ki Yisrael einam ma'aminim b'kochos shalahem. They didn't believe in themselves. Shiflus ha'adam. Hey, Hashem was before us. Now we're on our own. Forget it. Hey, mitzuyim be'emda nafshit shel v'nehi be'ininu kachagavim v'chein ayinu be'neihem. As the pasuk says, we're grasshoppers. Not just they think of us as grasshoppers. That's how we feel about ourselves. We can't do it. When the Aaron's in front, then it doesn't matter if we think of ourselves as small. Hashem's in charge. Even if we're grasshoppers, we're behind God, so that's okay. But when we're in charge, forget it. And they didn't believe in themselves. That's mitzad echad, one problem. But on the other hand, you could have kind of the opposite type of problem. Oh, we're in charge? And you forget who sent you. No, more maybe of godless ha'adam, like totally independent, the shliach, forgetting who the mishaleach is. Mitzad sheni, yecholo lehivatzer bayaf uchakemat. You could have an opposite problem. If Hashem gives us the power, okay, now we're in charge. Now it's us. Okay, we're going to make all these decisions. When you think that you're all alone without a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's also a problem. You're going to make your own decisions, right? As we said before, you're going to figure out, Hayim tova hi emra'a, and you're not going to be nasev and ishma. Iman haga alvaris liyadayim enoshiyut sarach l'kirnir liyasim osam kibamadim enoshiyim. So Blumenzweig says, both problems came true. Both potential issues. When Hashem passed the baton, you go, on the one hand, they didn't believe in themselves, and on the other hand, they believed too much in themselves and their own independence. Mishneit stadim eile, line 21. Banui hakish shalon shalcheta maraglam. This is the chait. Mitzad echad, one problem, choser imun bekoches enoshiyim. Not believing in our power, right? They didn't remember the Rebbe Tzadok in Tzidkas HaTzadik. K'shem shemitzvah lahamin ba'kadosh baruch hu, kach mitzvah lahamin ba'atzmacha. They didn't remember, v'yaminu ba'shem uv'moshe avdo. Mitzad sheni, odef imun b'shikol das enoshi. Too much imun. Too much imun in themselves. Too much imun. And he says on line 26, "Hamahapech shemisrachish bein parlosh baloscha l'shlach ma'avar asharbit miyakadosh baruch liYisrael hu shmei shemevi." That caused the chait. And look what he says: "Pamim rabos batora anu motzim shedafka la'acha rigei hasi b'chait kaved." How often do we find in the Torah when someone or a people reached a high point and boom, they fell right afterwards? It's like, how does that happen? But says Reb Blumenzweig, it's not surprising. Because often when there's a major transition or change, we're not used to it. We don't know how to handle it. Right after Kriyas Yamsov, boom. Right after Chet Egel, boom. Right after Maimon HaSinai, boom, Chet Egel. How often? Right after they got the mon and the slav and everything. He says, it's lo lom rotasi ela biglalo. It's not, even though they reached a high point, but it's biglal that. Says Reb Blumenzweig, that was the problem of the Chet HaMeraglim. Let's fast forward. We'll get to the next section, the Nesachim and Chala, but now go to the end of the Parsha. What's the end of the Parsha? Parsha of Tzitzis. So we know, or even in the words, the Torah connects, right? The Yasuru as Eretz Kanan, Velos Asura, Achrei Levavta, Achrei Neichem. In words, the Torah uses the same verb. But he says on the bottom, maybe there's a double message of Tzitzis, which is kind of to give Chizuk. Yitachin Shatorah Notenes Ma'ane L'Baye Kful Azu B'Sofa Parsha. Where the Torah gives an answer. Tzitzis. What Tzitzis? Kesher B'Sofa Parsha T'chilas Anira B'Birur. Right? The Lasura Sa'aretz. And he says, but what's the message of Tzitzis that could be the antidote? Right, that could be the antidote. Number one, line 8. Hatzizim avatash de bechinos hafuchos. The Tzitzis also reflect two complementary ideas, which each could connect to the fall of the Meraglim. Mitzad echad hatzitzis hu lavush chelek me'abachina chitzonit shel ha'adam. Tzitzis is external. It's our clothing. It's not us. Yeter mizeh, more than that, amila tzitzis mashma ktsei. Tzitzis are on the edge. Mutzi al kanafa beged, the edge. Bitui kitzoni biyoter. Ulai l'ravidim chitzonim afuratim, he continues. The Torah says, look at the tzitzis. Ein hein nisharo, skip a line. Betchum aron Hashem ubeis ha-migdash alam ha-pshichos u-magiyos ha-lamakam ha-chitzoni v'amufura biyoter. Our religion is not just in the shul. It's not just in a beis ha-knesses, beis ha-medrash. You go to the edges of your life, and Hashem tells you what to do there. Hashem gives you potential for sanctity in all areas. Hashem believes in that. Hashem puts tzitzis on the edges. Whatever we're doing in life, Hashem gives us a mitzvah to do, meaning He believes in us. Right, what was the first problem? They didn't believe in themselves? Tzitzis tells us, when you feel you're on the edge, you feel you're not in the center. Tzitzis are there. Tzitzis are on the edge. Akanfevig dehem l'dorosam. Message number one, Hashem believes in you. No matter how far, you might even say it this way, He doesn't. No matter how far a Jew feels that they are, how far away, tzitzis are on the all the way in the corner. Right? There's something for a Jew to do all the way in the corner. Hashem believes in you. And number two, the tzitzis aren't a mitzvah unless they're connected to the beged. You don't just take strings and swing them around. It's only if it's connected to a source is there a mitzvah. Habachina hashniya b'mitzvah tzitzis mevatas is hefach al-gomer kemat, the opposite, kind of. V'nasu ala tzitzis tzilt'cheles, it's connected, it's always connected. Skip a couple of lines. Shliach shezocher mi shalach oso, l'makam shebo nimsa, yodea miyushu ho shoev is kocho. The tzitzis is on the beged. U'mineged eno nohe kabbalah bayis, eno b'tur shliach neman, we're a shliach. You put it on. And in that way, it's amazing, you have to look at it. The smock is one of the Bali Atosfas. It's unbelievable. He counts two mitzvahs of tzitzis. One mitzvah, which this is not our topic now, but if you look at all the Rishonim, the Rambam and the Chinuch and the smock, they all say, what's the mitzvah? To make tzitzis. That's how they formulate the mitzvah. La asos, the asu. None of them say to wear tzitzis. It's all to make tzitzis. That's how the pasuk, the mitzvah is formulated. The Chinuch, and at the chinuch, the smach has a second mitzvah. To make tzitzis, to see tzitzis. He counts it as one of the separate of the 613, or isam oso. Separate one. To get the message. Or isam oso. So this is Rav Blumenzweig says, this transition, the danger, both problems, the opposite problems, and how tzitzis is meant to fix. Okay. Let's now get into the parsha. Some of the psukim themselves. So we have in the beginning, Shlach Lecha Anashim, Yasu Es Haaretz Kanaan, search out, Asher Ani Nosein, Levnei Yisrael, Ishachad, they were men, they were chashiv at this time. Shlach Lecha Anashim. So Rashi already quotes at the beginning of the parsha, what is the connection between the end of the previous parsha, Chet of Miriam, which we spent a lot of time on last Shabbos, and the Meraglim. So Rashi quotes, Lama Nisbcha Parsha Meraglim, Parsha Miriam, Lefi, Shalaksa Al Iske Diba, she spoke Lashon Hara about her brother, and she was punished, and the Meraglim didn't learn from this. They didn't learn that you don't speak negatively Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. Right? You don't speak that. They didn't learn that lesson. They didn't learn that lesson right away. Well, the Torah juxtaposes these two parshios, run right after the other. Suggests if you look in the Shiras Halevi is Rabbi Moshe Bamberger, who's a Rav in Queens, gave you a sefer a couple of months ago. He says, maybe, and I've heard this in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, whatever you see in life was meant, as long as we choose, something that's out of my control. Rachmana Litzlan, there are things that I see that I shouldn't be seeing. But if there's something that goes in front of me, I happen to witness something, it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to me, and I was meant to see it, and I'm supposed to learn something from it. So he says, that's the problem with the Meraglim. They didn't. V'ulai yesh lomar shesmichos ha-parshios mora be'etzpa, dekenu b'taras ha-adam. This is a message that we all have to take. Shem ira davar samach v'nira la-adam. If something happens to us, sarach la-daz shezeh meser la-ein ha-ro'e lilmo mizeh. We have to learn from it. Ukad ra-meraglim, shalak sa-miriam. Right? It's worse. Ein ze b'mikra. Wasn't just the coincidental. Ela kadi lakachas he mena musar. Maybe it's all the whole event happened. V'molachu musar ze osimish lo hivinu as yisora smichas aparshias shebachayim. They didn't realize the smichas aparshias of life. Smichas aparshias of chayim, of events that happened. And he said, we learned that from 2 weeks ago also. Parshas Naso, Chazal tell us. Lama nismacha parshas Nazir, la parshas Sota. Why does the Torah put those two parshas together? Lomar lacha shekala roa sota bikilkula yazir asmo bin anayim. But if somebody sees what happens to a sota or reads what happens to a sota, right? Yazir asmo shumevi lidiniya fachulu. So in life, we always have to look at, you know, not just what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from me right now, but is there something I can learn from this and take it to the next step of my life? And once we have it open, I looked in the following piece, and he also has a amazing idea, but first he says, look in the Emes LeYaakov. So one of the questions we dealt with many years ago, the Chavetz Chaim asked, that is, Moshe changes Yeshua's name. Moshe changes Yeshua's name. We know Hoshea ben Nun, later on, the Pasuk tells us in Perek Yudgimo Pasuk Tezayin, Elish Moshe Anashim, Shazlach Moshe Lashir Tzaris, Vayikra Moshe Lashim ben Yoshua. The Medrash, he took the Yud from Sarai, goes to Yoshua. Rav Soloveitchik's idea, why the Yud? It goes from the end of Sarai to the beginning of Yoshua, the Hey and the Yud. Okay, so why is this? So Rashi quotes, Rashi tells us, his palel Allah, he davened for him. Kahoshia Chameatz Meraglim. Hashem should save you. Hashem should save you. Yehoshua, Kahoshia. Hashem, save you. That word. Kahoshia Meatz Meraglim. The Chavetz Chaim already asks, why didn't he daven for Kalev? He only davened for Yeshua, but he had more confidence in Kalev. Right. Numerous times you could ask this question. Why is it at the end when Hashem says the Gzeira, he says, nobody's going in except Kalev. Yeshua went in too. Right? Why is Yeshua left out there and Yeshua's here? Right? So why did he daven for Yeshua? So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says in source number 7, this is one that all the men out there hear this. Take this one home. The Efshar Shesavar Moshe, Shekalev Shahaya Nasui. Kalev was married. Yeshua wasn't. Kalev Haya Nasui Lisha Sadekas Kamal Miriam Anavia. Betach lo yitofes pa'atza samaragla. Vedo zakal ebracha. You got a strong wife who's your anchor. You know, nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about. He didn't have to daven for Kalev. Maybe Kalev himself, though, when he's alone, he had to take precautions. He went to Hebron to daven. But that's an unbelievable comment by Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. But connected to that, here in the Shiras Alevi, Rabbi Amberger goes one step further. Unbelievable. He says, Ko Shiachav, it's Arachian, right in the next source, right under. Lama Dafka is Palav Kam Lashim Ka. Okay. Yes, it works out to Ko Hoshiachav, but maybe there's something deeper with making, right, Ko Hoshiachav. Same question. V'yei Shlomar, Yud and Hey, we know, has to do with, what does Gemara say? Right? Kodesh Baruch Hu, within a couple, you have Ish and Isha. Right? The Yud and the Ish and the Hey and the Isha. Without that, there's fire. So the cut, that's alluding to Rabbi Yaakov's point. The shame Yud Hey, Shayach Lenisue Ish, V'isha, Yu Yan Desota, Ish V'isha, Zachu Shchina Beneim. Lo zachuei shochaltan. So the yud and the hey, the ka, that's Yeshua needed that power. Right? He married Rachav later, but that was after they went in. Upirish Rashi shchina beneim. Sorry, cholak cholak as shmo v'shichno be'shchilak as shmo v'shichno beneim yud be'ish vehe be'isha. V'nei tefila zu shayeches liYeshua shadayin lo aya nasui. Wasn't married yet. Ki nasa es Rachav acharei kibush haaretz. V'kiva chakala shorei belusha shorei below choma. Protection. Hutzrach Yeshua lebracha shishamer minatasa maraglu v'proper shemka. So he just adds a thought. Again, this is the Shabbos table vart. This Shabbos. Avol kalev shayenasi lemiriam shayishet sadekes lo yitzarach letfilas yud. Your kalev didn't need it. He says I am Yaakov. Number one. But he says no. So he quotes the Rabbi Yaakov and he adds to it. Now he quotes another idea. He quotes the Balaturim and adds to it. With Erech Acharis he quotes the tour. The Tur al HaTorah. The Tur is a commentary al HaTorah, where many are familiar with the Balaturim made it into the Megros Gedolos, but the Tur al HaTorah didn't. I think there are doctoral theses written about who made it into the Mikraos Gedolos and who didn't. Why those? There are other. The Radak wrote a commentary on Brachos. He didn't make it in. Didn't make it in. Why the Klei Yakar and Arachayim HaKadosh make it in? There are other Achronim that didn't make it in. And in some versions, there is the Chizkuni, and some there's no the Chizkuni, and the Sfarno made it in. We're not against anybody who made it in. But it's an interesting question. But the Tur didn't make it in, but his little nuggets of the Baal HaTurim, his Ramazim, maybe there wasn't enough rooms. They just put that in, and the Tur Al HaTorah, which is allowed a lot from the Ramban. Okay, anyway. So he quotes the Tur. Lefi Apshat. Lakach Shina Shmo. Why did he change Yeshua's name? Bishvil Shayasar Tzva B'Melchemes HaMalek. He was famous for being the head of the armed forces that defeated Amalek at the end of B'Shalach. All the Amim heard about him. V'yotzalo kol ba'olam b'notzchus Amalek. Right? So when he's going to be at passport control going into Eretz Canaan, right, they're going to see Yeshua ben Nun. Whoa. Change his name. Shina Shmo Shalo Yakiruhu. Ah. That's the Baal HaTur. Ulefize. Move on. So that's why he didn't change Kalei's name. Wasn't such a need. Move on. Loshina Lama Shina Shmo Shalom Shalom Nitzrach. Okay. But then it also quotes again the Yud and the Hey. There's something deeper here. Just like the Yud and the Hey, there was something deeper for Rabbi Yaakov's pshat about the Isha and the Isha. Amalek, Yud and Hey. We know Amalek, Yud and Hey. The end of B'Shalach. V'od mevur, lam is pala l'Hashem, v'shine shmo lios ka b'socha, why yud and hey? What does Rashi quote at the end of B'Shalach? Ein kisei shalem ad sheh, right? What's missing there? Right, kisei, says case. K'dei sheishar zecher shal asibo l'shine shmo du mishum maisa amalek. Mar kadosh baruch hu, ki yad al case ka. V'cham l'Hashem ba'amalek, the ka. Pierce Rashi, Mao Kis Lomar Kisei, Vaf Hashem Nechlak Lechetzia, right, the Shem, the only have the Yud in the Hay, you don't have the Vav in the Hay. Nishbak Adish Baruch Hu She'ein Shmo Shalem Ben Kiso Shalem. Hashem's name and throat is not going to be complete, that Shimach Shmo Shalem Molech Kulo, until Amalek is all wiped out. Shimach Shmo, Yashalem Shalem Kisei Shalem. So he puts that half a name into Yoshua. Yotze Lana Vizeh, Shekocho Shal Yoshua Lilachim Negra Molech, Nishar Betoch Shinu Yud Hay. So here the Shira Salevi, he adds on something to the Rabbi Yaakov, and he adds on to the Baal HaTurim, the tour as well. Okay. Moving right along. So we know that they bring back a bad report, and they were convinced, and as we said before, they didn't believe in themselves. And the language that's mentioned, Vayotzi Dibasa Aretz, Bisham Reinu. Well, this is still a Meraglim talking. They brought a Dibasa Aretz, and we saw the giants there. Bisham Reinu, remember they came back on Tisha B'Av. We mentioned that, I think, last year or 2 years ago. Dafka, the fruit that they brought back that is mentioned explicitly, is exactly the fruit that are mentioned in the Mishnayos and Bikurim. Only three examples are given in the Bikurim parade. Right, the Arizal points that out, that Bikurim is a tikkun of the Chet HaMeraglim. We mentioned that from Menachem Zemba a couple years ago. But it says that the Meraglim said, Vanihi be'ininu kachagavim, we were in their eyes like grasshoppers. We heard them talking about us, saying that there's ants in the vineyards. V'chein hayinu be'inehem. And that's what we were in our eyes too. In their eyes we were, but that's an added point. So look, Rabbi Frand, in one of his Sfarim in source number 10, from Power of Avart. So he says, we were grasshoppers in their eyes. How did they know? Right, many Mefarshim ask. How could they possibly know? So Rashi says, the Meraglim heard them saying, right, we saw bugs walking in the vineyard. But if you look closely, there's two phrases here. Right? Two phrases here. One phrase says, Vanihi be'einenu kachagavim, v'chein hayinu be'einehem. So we were even chagavim in our eyes. In our eyes. So, is that another? Turning the page? Human nature is such that the people we interact with will reflect the level of esteem in which we hold ourselves right back to us. If a person thinks of himself as a shmata, then people will treat him like a shmata. Humility might be the most misunderstood of all character traits. We spoke about this a little bit last week. We spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu. Many people think that a humble person is one who thinks he's absolutely worthless. They think that someone who thinks of himself as more than a grasshopper is arrogant. It's not true. Not true. There's a difference between anava and shiftless. That's what we spoke about last week. In truth, humility means you are fully aware of your inborn qualities, but you don't become haughty because you realize they're gifts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? If the Gabbai asked a person with a beautiful voice to serve a Shliach Tzibur, false humility would be, I'm not a good Baal Tefillah. Right? I don't know why you're asking me. No. A truly humble person would get up to Davin and say, okay, if I could be Mishamesh the Tzibur, would realize his voice is not something to be proud of. He didn't get it through his efforts. Hashem gave it to him. Right? Hashem gave it to him. Right? Many stories. He quotes Reb Moshe Feinstein. Because Reb Moshe Feinstein, someone called out, my mother told me this story, the first part of this. Someone called out, Reb Moshe Feinstein was walking down the street and kids were playing on the other side and one of them says, Maishi! And Reb Moshe says, what? They're like, no, I wasn't talking to you. That's Reb Moshe Feinstein. But the same Reb Moshe was once at a wedding and a young man approached him to ask him a question. Reb Moshe answered the question and the man posed a question in his response, back and forth and back and forth. Finally, Reb Moshe said, I don't believe you understand who you're talking to. Meaning, I've learned this a few times. Right? Trust me that this is what the sugya says. Or, the following page, this is sort of Rav Schechter said over in a certain way. Reb Moshe was asked to ask a question at a wedding. Reb Moshe gave a ruling. Does the Rosh Yeshiva know the Prima Gadim rules the opposite? Yes, Reb Moshe says. I've learned the Prima Gadim 296 times. Humility, so the way Rav Schechter says over the story is that he was sitting next to Reb Moshe once and somebody came over to Reb Moshe and asked him a question. And then the man walked away and Reb Moshe turns to Rav Schechter and says, they thought they'd get me on a Mefurish Prima Gadim. And Rav Schechter starts crying when he tells the story. He's like, Reb Moshe really thought that they were trying to test him. The Prima Gadim is in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, those columns and columns of very small print of pages and pages. So Reb Moshe knew who Reb Moshe was, but Reb Moshe knew, if you call him Maishi, I can answer. Close to the Chassam Sofer. Also, many examples given in the Mefarshim that they realize it's a gift. Klal Yisrael at that time, it wasn't true anava. It wasn't appropriate anava. We have to know exactly who we are. Let's continue a little bit more. So at the end of the section, again, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gozer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, as I mentioned before, I swear, Hashem says, nobody's going in. Im Yiras Aretz and Badi Lavosam, none of them are going in. This is a machlokas rishonim, whether the last year Hashem was mevater on the last 15,000. Right? The machlokas, remember the Gemara, they went to sleep in the graves the last year and they miscalculated Tu B'Av. So how do they know? If everybody died already, then everybody died. Machlokas, Rashi, Rashbam, Tosfos about maybe Hashem was mevater, or if people died before. The Avdi Kaleh, but the Pasuk says, Yerchav Dalid, Ekev Ruach HaCheresimo. He had a Ruach HaCheres. What was the Ruach HaCheres? And why does only the Pasuk say that only he had a Ruach HaCheres and not Yeshua? Hashem says that Kalev had a Ruach HaCheres. So the Or Chaim HaKadosh in source number 12, again, it fits a little bit with what we said before, that Moshe only davened for Yehoshua. Tzorach Ladaz, Lama lo hizkir el Kalev velo Yehoshua. Why does it only say Kalev here? Gam Kavanas Omer has a Ruach HaCheres imo. What does that mean? So says the Arachayim HaKadosh line 4. Achein Pirush HaKasif hi al zeh. V'avdi Kalev v'tamshani koreo. So Avdi, why is he called Avdi Kalev here? Ruach HaCheres. What's the Ruach HaCheres? Another spirit. Shehagam sheYoshua gamkein lo nietz Hashem imer amaraglim. Yoshua already had Hashem's tefillah protecting him. Afal Pikein, again, and we explain different reasons why he only davened for him. Afal Pikein, Zehaya lo Siba Tfilas Moshe Shah Silasum Yetzara Bikochosav. Shema Maraglim, Lobal Yat Uhu. Yeshua had Moshe's tefillah to save him from the Yetzahara. Kalev had to do it himself. Mashain King Kalev Shinichnas Begether Sakanas Yetzahara. The Chevraso Harisha. He was amongst this Chevra. V'tocha Ruach Ralafamo. The Ruach HaCheres is the Yetzirah that was with him. Moshe gave divine protection to Yehoshua. You don't find, interestingly, also when, did Yehoshua get up on the chair? And Vayas Kalev. Kalev also got up because when you want to strengthen yourself, you talk about it to other people. Yeshua didn't say a word. Maybe he was okay. But Kalev got up. Look, Kalev had a battle. He went to daven a kever avos in Chevron. Shua didn't. So he had the battle. That's the Ruach Acheres, says the Aruch Haim HaKadosh. V'hu amra Ruach Acheres himo. V'yafal pikein, v'yimali acharai, pirsh hishlim achar ritzoni yisbarach. He was able to be mashlim. So Yeshua didn't have that. Yeshua didn't need the Ruach Acheres, because he already had the protection from his Rebbe. There are other pshatim, again, why Moshe only davened for Yeshua and not for Kalev, and why only Kalev is mentioned here. Again, I think we mentioned the Chafetz Chaim many years ago, who talks about the difference between the two, the beginning and the end, but this is the Aruch Haim HaKadosh. Okay, let's talk about the end of the Parsha for a moment. Not since is this year. Let's talk about the end of the Parsha, and then we'll get back to something that we mentioned many years ago. Towards the end of the Parsha, we have the Mekoshesh. We have the Mekoshesh Eitzim. Says the Torah, towards the end, Pasuk Lamed Beis. Vayubnei Yisrael b'midbar vayimsu ish mekoshesh eitzim b'yom HaShabbos. There was somebody who was a mekoshesh. What does mekoshesh mean? Different pshatim. What does mekoshesh mean? There was some type of chilul Shabbos. One of the days, the one that we're going to go with now, is the day that says he was ma'avir dalet amos. He carried in Rishus HaRabim. That's one of the days what mekoshesh was. Vayakrivu also, and they brought the mekoshesh. Okay. Who was this mekoshesh, and why did he do what he did? So Chazal tell us, Baba Basra, Chazal tell us, and Shabbos, he goes from Shabbos, Tosu Baba Basra talks about it. Look at 13 Chasam Sofer. Omer Chazal Mezecha Shabbos mekoshesh l'shem shamayim niskavim. The mekoshesh acted l'shem shamayim. He did what we call an avera l'shma. Why? Shelo yezidun b'nei Yisrael l'chal Shabbos. He didn't want anybody to think that once they got the decree that they're stuck in the desert for 40 years, okay, forget it. No more Shabbos either. He didn't want them to think that. Hashem forgot about us. It's done. We don't need the bris of Shabbos anymore. He didn't want anybody to think that. So that's why he was machal Shabbos, but mazed. So he'll be killed, so they'll know that Shabbos is still something. That's what the Gemara says. Mekoshesh was l'shem shamayim niskavim. The Isa b'mefarshim atam, da yitzricha b'nei Yisrael zirus, why they need encouragement, yansha chashua d'exeris meraglim, batlu b'yam ha-mitzvahs. They thought, bitlu ha-mitzvahs, right? If bitel yishav eretz Yisrael, so bitel ha-mitzvahs too. The Yesh Lomer, now, says the Chasam Sofer, we might call this a harifus. Harifus is a sharp thought where you put a few things together. Had a lot of different types of thoughts tonight. Deloto kol kach ela b'avuras dalanamus brishus arabim. It's dafka that malacha. Again, there are other dayas in the Gemara too, but he's going with this daya. It was ma'avur dalanamus. He carried in a public thoroughfare without an earth. Chashu mitzvah zu b'teila b'midbar. This mitzvah they thought was batel. Not all. What do you mean? They thought Shabbos. Why would they think there's no more Shabbos? All the other halachas. Dafka this one. Because the Gemara in the first parak in Shabbos discusses, was there a Rishus HaRabim in the desert? Right? The desert has a status of what we call a Carmelis. Carmelis is a Rishus HaRabim Durabbanan. Midar Raisa, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. So where do you learn? We learn all the malachas from the Mishkan. All the malachas come from the Mishkan. So how do you get Mavir David Amos and Rishus HaRabim being a malacha? How do you get the malacha of Hotzah? So the Gemara says, it depends if Bnei Yisrael were there or not, but the Gemara's maskana is, but they only, when they encamped, so was that really a Rishus HaYachid, and was outside of that, and when there were 600,000, that's where the source, 600,000 people, Shita of Rashi and Mesechas Erevin, 600,000 people to make a Rishus HaRabim, that comes from the Midbar, But the Gemara discusses, isn't that a temporary existence? They were here, they were there. It wasn't like they were living there. Says the Gemara. The Gemara's lashon is, look on line 9. Kivan dechsiv al pi Hashem yachanu, al pi Hashem yiso, havik kekvius. Since you travel after the Anan, that itself creates a kvius. There's a great lumdus to that, whatever it means. But that's what the Gemara says. Since it's a pi Hashem yachanu, a pi Hashem yiso, you travel after the Hashem and the Anan, so that's kvius, and therefore that gives it the status of Rosh Hashanah, meaning they're there, all 600,000. The Hine says the Chasam Sofer. Now we know after Chet Meraglim, no more a pi Hashem yachanu, a pi Hashem yiso. Right, we're not going into Eretz Yisrael. They thought the whole traveling took on a new type. Chashvu me'ata lo yisuot a pi Hashem. No more. Hashem says, forget it. You're stuck in the desert for the next 40 years, next 39 years. That what? Look, what they do? They try, the mafilim. They try to go. Hefilu lalo sahara. Mi belisha na sahana lifneim. V'yem kein. Memela ain kan. There's no longer following al pi Hashem yachad al pi Hashem yiso. No more rishas harabim. I guess this malacha. No more malacha. Mavra daladamas. It's a karmelis. Mekosh, and the Gemara said Mekoshish was one of the mafilim. This Mekoshish knew that no, there's still a pi Hashem yachanu. So what did he do? After he went with the mafilim and he got defeated, he went to be Mekadi Shem Shamayim. Right? Some say it was Slavchad that did this. He was from the mafilim, and that's the, put it all together. It was only Rishus Harabim, Mavar Dalet Amos, because of Apiy Hashem Yachad, Apiy Hashem Yiso, and that's why Dafka, that malacha, had to be proven that it was still a malacha, and that's why he did that. It's still Hashem, Apiy Hashem Yachanu, Apiy Hashem Yiso. Okay. Let's say, we're going to end the shiur with a thought that we mentioned, I think 19 years ago in our first year. 19 years ago. So if anybody remembers it, feel free to turn off, but one of my favorites. Rav Zevin on the Parsha. Zevin notes, why is it that after the Chet HaMeraglim, right, Hashem, what's in the middle section that we didn't deal with? We get two mitzvahs. We get the mitzvah of Nesachim, the mitzvah of the libations, pouring the wine on the Mizbeach, and we also have the mitzvah of Chala. Right, so why those two? Because those two only apply in Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem wanted to give us chizuk that we're going to Eretz Yisrael, and even though you're here for 40 years, you know, still your children are going to go in. Right? Perk Tesvav Pasuk Tesvav Beis. Ki tavo la'aretz. Right? Biser lahem sheikatsu la'aretz. The Jewish are still going to go in. I know it doesn't. I know you're pretty depressed. Okay, but why dafka these two mitzvahs? So Rav Zevin says, beautiful. He says, what was the chet of the Meraglim? The Meraglim wanted to stay in the Midbar. Why? They felt that was the goal of life. To be spiritual. To live a life so surrounded by the Anane HaKavod, to get mun, to get the be'er, right? Just to live a spiritual existence, right? To sit and have all of our needs taken care of us, right? To be like Malachim. But obviously they were wrong. The goal of life is not just to sit spiritual. The goal of life is to be Makadish our lives, to sanctify our lives, to go build a country physically. Right? That was the goal. We could sanctify our lives in two ways, says Rav Zevin. We could either bring our lives up to Shamayim, or we could bring Shamayim down into our lives. Those are the two choices. We can live on an elevated existence as if we're living up there, and we know some people who do that, or we could be down here in the nitty gritty and bring the Kedusha down into our lives. What's Nesachim? Nisuch, the act of pouring, is you pour from up to down. That's Nesachim. Up to down. What's the Lashon of Chala? Tarimu Truma. Haramas Chala. You lift it up. It's not just two mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Am Yisrael, you got it wrong. The goal of life is not just to stay inside and not be involved in the world and get supported. And get the mun and get the, you gotta work and you gotta push and you gotta build. And to sanctify one of two ways. One of two ways. He says on line 18, Hamaraglim, Ratzul Alos Larets, Ratzul Ishar Bamidbar, Velios Babchinas Dar Dea, Vakarpan Asasam Lechem and Ashamayim, Haisachuv Al Chetam, Parshas Nesachim, Uparshas Chala. Mitzad Echad Yesh Lahoridis HaKedusha, bring down the Kedusha. That's the act of Nesachim. And number two, bring up the Kedusha, Tarimu Truma, bring up your lives to the Kedusha that is there. So this is Parsha Shlach. So much here. Hashem, we should be Zochet to be able, as we said at the beginning, be Zochet, all of Klai Yisrael, we should be Zochet to say Nasa V'Nishma about not just the Matana of Torah, but about the Matana of Eretz Yisrael.